there to walk around where those sites are, right?
Actually, no, you can actually go to, you can walk to the rim of the crater. They have tours. And I called for a tour, but during the time it was COVID, but the tours have now reopened. And so maybe it's time for me, but it, you are not allowed to bring a Geiger counter with you on these tours. So I was going to sneak one in. So maybe it's time for me to put my name on the list and go on one of these tours, and I'll sneak in a Geiger counter.
Okay, so why can't you bring a Geiger counter?
Oh yeah, well, it's just like a Hiroshima. You're not allowed to bring a Geiger counter to Hiroshima either. That was, it's against the law. People have told me that.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, because they don't they don't want you to see how fake it is.
Okay,
yeah.
so people listening to our video today, I mean, that bothers me. Why won't they allow you to bring a Geiger counter in? Not going to hurt anything.
Yeah.
It's going to give you a reading. Wait a second. Maybe they don't want you to see something that's going on.
Yeah, I remember reading the rules if I was going to put myself on the list to go on the tour, and it said no cameras and no Geiger counters.
Well, what
no
happened? Don't they have like things you can wear, like turn a certain color if it's radiation, if there's a lot of radiation around?
I'm not sure. I had to look in the one I bought was from eBay. It was a personal radioactive device to it was supposed to alarm the person if they're walking into a dangerously radioactive area, and that's how it was advertised on eBay. So that's the one I bought, and it shows, you know, these numbers, and it gives a 5-minute average of the radioactivity, and I guess it's supposed to there's an alarm that's supposed to go off if it goes over a certain point, it'll buzz at me, but no, there's always radiation around, and so it picks up all the radiation that's around us on a daily basis. But
right,
yeah, it's just normal radiation at Nevada. Like I said, it was less than it was in California. So,
I think a friend of mine one time, he walked into the food store, and he went up to the frozen fish place. I mean, where they had a fish, and he put the Geiger counter thing there, and he got radiation from it. Okay, so
yeah.
I mean, but like you say, I mean, it's a natural occurring thing to get to have radiation around us. I mean, that's just the way I look at it. Not going to kill you, but it's natural occurring, you know.